Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How you doing, everybody? Jesus is Lord. Let's read the first chapter of James. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, so he's talking to brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, meaning complete, wanting nothing, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given unto him. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven in the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. For a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I believe what the Lord is telling us, either all in or nothing at all. This isn't a partial walk. All in or nothing at all. You know, and that doesn't mean you have to be a holy roller and be in the church 24/7. What that means is you're God conscious. Excuse me, you're God conscious in your mind. You're realizing who you are. Basically, humility will come with it. Humility will run the show because you know you're a piece of clay. You know the Lord is your king and your God. You're going to die. You're going to meet him. You're going to get judged. You keep things in the right perspective, knowing what's going on. Now, the things of this world will try to knock you off of that. The wonderful things of this world, they'll try to take your attention, take your wants, take your soul, turn it into lusts, and knock you off the narrow road. But we know as Christians, we stay on that narrow road. We're told it's going to be a walk of denial, because Jesus said, pick up your cross and deny yourself. So by picking up your cross, we're also told it's a walk of death, meaning that you cannot do what you used to do, or you cannot do what you want anymore. You cannot go by your human reasoning or your human lusts. I don't care if that person doesn't deserve to be forgiven. You forgive. Lord tells us not to be partial to people. If some guy looks like a bum or someone's dressed to the nines, sure, you can tell the difference. But you're not. Don't be partial in your heart to judging who's a better person. That isn't your call. And James warns us about that too. And he talks about patience here. You know, the Lord tells us in another verse to possess your soul in patience. In other words, to own your soul, to own your will, your emotions with patience. Boy, isn't that the truth? The things of this world really do mess with our patience. And then our tongue gets engaged. And then our emotions get engaged when we don't follow through with patience. But the thing is, it's the diverse temptations and things we experience that we need to test our patience and to give us patience. And we've all heard that preaching 1,000 times, but the fact is, we're all going to have a chance to live it. And you know what I'm talking about. It could be anything. It could be you can't find your pencil, or it could be having patience with a child, grandchild, or a next-door neighbor. It could be absolutely anything. The brush is so wide that you could paint anything with as far as experiences and what. You will have a chance to have patience. And basically it means fighting off your lusts, fighting off your wants, fighting off your whinings, your complainings, your murmurings. It's interesting that he says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Can't make a decision. You know, I love that verse because I use that many times. It takes away doubt. It takes away fear. It takes away a lot of things. Just make the decision in Christ and go for it. That's it. Make the decision and go for it. It doesn't matter whether you win, lose, or draw. You went for it. Because otherwise, you'll be teeter-tottering and everything you do will be unstable according to God's word. And I'll take God's word. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of grass, he shall pass away. Because as the flower of grass, he shall pass away. So, you know, the brother who's rich, if he knows God's word and knows that as the flower of grass, he shall pass away, that will make him low. That will make him low. Now, the brother of low degree, knowing if, when he knows that Jesus Christ died for his sins, he'll rejoice in that he's exalted. So as far as this world's concerned, we all meet at the cross. The person of low degree is elevated to the cross, and the person of high who thinks he's of high degree comes down to the cross, gets humbled. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withers the grass, and the flower thereof falls, and the grace of the fashion of it perishes. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. So he's talking about how beautiful a flower looks. People love to look at them. People cut them. People give them to each other as gifts. Mother's Day, birthdays, but ultimately, we know what's going to happen to that flower. We do. So I hope these rich people get saved, but ultimately, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Trump, whoever you might be, all you billionaires, all you rich people, anybody, and you don't have to be physically rich. You could think, you could have 3 cents, and you could make yourself think you're better than the guy with 2 cents. And the guy with 2 cents thinks he's better than the guy with 1 cent. So, I mean, this thing about rich is all relevant. But the fact of the matter is, he compares the riches of a person to a flower of grass, which for a while looks pretty good. But eventually it's going to perish. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Wow. So beat the temptation, gang. Yes, this is in works. It's called obedience. It's called love. He's given you a conviction because he loved you, because he doesn't want you being part of this world. Part of the revenge, part of the hate, part of the fear, part of the anxiety, part of the lust. You know, choose your poison. I'll read that again. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. In other words, you're going to go through it. But if you endure it, that doesn't mean fall. That means you're enduring it. You're fighting it. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? You're going to get a reward. I'm going to get a reward. Just keep enduring. Keep enduring. Don't give in. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts he any man. But here we go. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. So you're going to get tempted, guys. No one's going to escape it, guys and girls. You'll be tempted on so many fronts to do what's right. It could be your taxes, could be women, could be, you know, being a closet drunk. I mean, whatever it might be, you might be in bondage to some demonic stronghold that has a hold of you. You can't kick it. The fact is, don't get down on yourself. It might be an enemy stronger than you. That's why you need deliverance. And God's word will deliver you. Just keep washing with God's word. Keep believing in God's word. And in time, things will get loosened up. Things will get good. The Lord knows your heart. If you're trying to fight a temptation, but the temptation keeps trying to overcome you, first of all, you got to be honest with yourself. You can't live in two worlds. You can't say, well, I enjoy the temptation, but boy, I love the Lord. No, no. You have to be in a fight of death to fight that temptation. And you have to know the schemes of the devil. You might not be able to go to the places you used to go to. You might not be able to look at the things you used to look at, because the devil's always there trying to get a stronghold and a foothold. So beware. This is warfare. And in warfare, a soldier has a lot of weapons. It could be hand-to-hand combat. It could be a pistol. It could be a rifle. It could be a shotgun. It could be a drone. It could be a bomb. I mean, there's a lot of weapons, and that's how Satan works. That's why we're to beware of the schemes of the devil. And eventually, the Satan isn't going to be around your temple anymore. He's not going to enjoy it. He's not going to enjoy it. I think this is why there's a lot of conversions in prison. Because when the people are in prison, they can't partake in the sins that they used to partake in. And probably the devil will say, this isn't any fun anymore. This guy, he's in solitary confinement. I can't enjoy destroying 10 or 20 women. I need to get into somebody else. So the devils leave. I know to the carnal mind what I just said is crazy, but it's fact. It's fact. The devils live in a house. And the Lord warns us. He actually tells us, if the devils leave, they'll come back 7 times worse if you want to go back to your sin. If that shouldn't give you the fear of God, I don't know what should or what could. These are facts, people. So the Lord tells us here in verse 19, chapter 1 of James, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. The wrath of man many times is a lust, because things aren't going your way. And when things aren't going your way, you get angry. That's the wrath of man. Anger because things aren't going your way. Now, there is a righteous anger. When you're seeing things through God's eyes and you know things aren't going right, and you're just fed up, and you might become vexed. So there's also righteous anger. But it's warning us here, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity, which basically means wickedness, of naughtiness, wickedness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, that's implanted word, which is able to save your soul. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Imagine that. He's giving us the definition. You want to deceive yourself? Just listen to the word, listen to the preaching, but don't pay any attention to it. That's how you deceive yourself. So don't be deceived. Follow God's word, endure to the end to be saved, and God bless you, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.